from Trieste, the first target was Brindisi. Right immediately after the start, the first night we had a very strong storm, and we had a damage on our sub Genoa. So in Brindisi, we had to take off and send back to the sailmaker to make some repairs on it. On the other hand, the boat behaved very well. We had different winds from different direction and different strengths. We could progress quite well at the first days. 2.5 days we could reach Brindisi in the south of Italy. After that, in the Bay of Taranto, we had a very strong wind, 30 knots and plus from north, and we could make over 20 knots of boat speed. It was very pleasant, very fast sailing during the night. Today, we are north of Palermo. Last night we passed the Strait of Messina, which was not easy because the current was more than 5 knots against us, and we needed sailing and engine also to go through. At last we could do it. Right now we pass the Rue Sicily. We are over the island. The full main and the Gina carries up. Sunshine. Good speed. I mean, this good speed is compared to the last one. Right now it's a 7 to 10 knots of boat speed. We have sunshine. The first day since the start, we don't have any storm cloud or any front cloud in the sky. So this is nice sunny weather. Good progress. So we are happy. Everybody is okay on board. Everybody is working well. Both of them are sailors. The team. Except the photographer, training that helps us. If can, he can, but not too much. The rest of the people, 5 people, is okay. They are quite experienced sailors. My course keeper, Marcel, is learning the boat, but he's really talented. And right now, he feels very well watching how to do and steering the boat really well. There are some sailors like the Jinnaker now. We are learning how to use what angles and what situation is the best for that, how to take off. We made a test how to take off in night conditions or stormy conditions, but everything was working very well. I guess the couple will be good, me and my co-keeper.
What do you think about the expected arrival in Gibraltar?
Very difficult to tell any ETA because the weather is light and unexpectable, unreadable right now. But basically, I guess we will arrive in 4 days from now. That's my estimation.